Well, good evening and Merry Christmas from Lancaster Baptist Church. We want to welcome everybody tonight. We're delighted that you're here, and we're here together to celebrate the fact that God became man and dwelt among us. And that's what brings us to this wonderful time. And, you know, we live in a world that oftentimes struggles to know how to celebrate or if to celebrate. But if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you know this is a time to celebrate the wonderful goodness of our God to us. And so we welcome you tonight. I want to mention a couple of things to you. If you have little ones with you, I want to remind you that we have wonderful nursery care just across the breezeway in the north building. We want to invite you to take the children there or maybe sit toward the back so that others around you can enjoy the service tonight. Also want to ask everybody to take one of the little cards that's inside the bulletin and fill that out and tell us a little bit about how you heard about the program, especially if this is your very first time here with us at Lancaster Baptist Church. All we really need is your name, your address, your Social Security number, your Visa number, and your American Express number, all right? And that'll take care of everything. So we just trust that you'll let us know really just your name and maybe your address or email and how you heard about this program tonight. And then let me say this, after the service tonight, we want to encourage you to just enjoy the campus. We have the campus coffee shop in the Revels building will be open out at the Walther Center, the Point Restaurant. There's coffee and ice cream and apple pie, whatever you'd like. And if you're our guest, we want to say thank you for coming. We pray that you'll enjoy the campus, that you'll enjoy the fellowship of this evening, but most of all, that you'll open your heart and that you'll hear the wonderful message that God came down to redeem this world and to save us from our sin. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for bringing us to this place and how we thank you for the choir and the orchestra and all of those and the various ministries that are preparing and delivering the message for us tonight. We pray that you would bless our choir director and our pianist and all of those that are involved. And help us, Lord, to listen with open hearts and speak to us tonight. May we not merely be entertained, but may we be changed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Good evening, and welcome to a celebration of Christmas. Tonight, we come to worship the King and celebrate the God who became a man and dwelt among us. You know, if you stop to think about it, it's astounding that the birth of one peasant boy in the Middle East 2,000 years ago is still causing traffic jams in shopping centers and mall parking lots all over the world today. Why is it that Christmas is the most celebrated holiday on the planet? Why do millions of people shut down work, decorate their homes, send out greeting cards, buy gifts, go to Christmas parties, attend Christmas services, sing Christmas songs, watch Christmas TV specials, and travel long distances with their families to celebrate Christmas? What makes Christmas so special? Well, the fact is, the birth of Jesus Christ is the most significant event in the history of mankind. It split history into AD and BC. And every time you write out the date or plan an event, you are using the birth of Jesus Christ as the basis for measuring time. But Christmas is more than just an event. It's a gift. And best of all, it's a gift with your name on it. Christmas is God's love personally delivered through Christ to you. If you know him tonight, you cannot help but celebrate his greatness. And if you don't yet have a personal relationship with him, well, our prayer is that tonight will be the beginning of that relationship for you. And if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you understand what the true cause for celebration is, and that is Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Wish that I was there on that silent night when your tiny heart started beating for mine. I wish I could have seen the star in David's town when you turned a stable into holy ground. I'd sing along the angel song, Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive, Emmanuel, hope is here tonight, so go and tell the world that death has died, cause Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive.
God who made us all with these two little hands bringing us his kingdom quiet as a lamb. Oh, such amazing grace, a divine conspiracy.
This Savior in a manger changes everything. That's why we
to Bethlehem, find the lamb in blessed.
has come this Christmas night to share again in love's delight. Sweet carol song by candlelight, the world will rest in peace tonight. And for a moment in time, all of creation joins to sing. Throughout the nations anthems ring. Our humble hearts, the gifts we bring to celebrate the birthday of our King. We gather around the favored one and welcome in this gift of life the faithful daughter, the wayward son. All find a place in him tonight, and for a moment in time, all of creation joins to sing. Throughout the nations and
Christmas is indeed the birthday of Jesus, and birthdays are meant to be celebrated. It's why we say Merry Christmas. Ironically, at most Christmas parties, the person whose birthday we're supposed to be celebrating is completely ignored. He's never even mentioned. Although Jesus is the reason for the season, he's often overlooked and merely mentioned, along with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus, a long list of other celebrated fictional characters. But when you wade through all the holiday diversions and understand who Jesus is and how he came, you will be filled with wonder. Wonder that the God who created the universe loved us enough to come to this earth in person. Wonder at the scene of an omnipotent God manifest in the fragile, helpless baby boy. When you ponder who he is and why he came, you cannot help but adore him. Collectively, we wonder at the miracle of Christmas. But the supernatural power of Jesus becomes personal and life-changing when we choose to worship individually. In fact, the most famous statement in the Bible is Jesus' explanation of why God sent him to earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The entire reason for Christmas is the love of God. You see, God loves you so much that he came to this earth as a human so that we could understand what he is really like. The Bible tells us that God is love. It doesn't say that God has love, but rather God is love. Love is the very character of God. It's his very nature. The reason that everything in the universe exists is because God wanted to love it. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies over all of his works. So individually, we worship tonight, and we rejoice in the hope of eternal salvation that he offers to anyone who is willing to choose out and call to him by faith and say, I believe.
Believe the wise men saw the
never change. You are the God you say you are when I'm afraid. You come and still my beating heart. You stay the same. When hope is just a distant thought, you take my pain. And you lead me to the cross. What love is this, that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? And I confess, you're always enough for me. You're all I need. I look to you. I see the scars upon your hands and hold the truth that when I can't, you always can. And standing here beneath the shadow of the cross, I'm overwhelmed that I keep finding open arms. What love is this, that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? And I confess, you're always enough for me. You're all I need. Jesus, in your suffering, you were reaching. You thought of me. Jesus, in your suffering, you were reaching. You thought of me. What love is this, that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? And I confess, you're always enough for me. You're all I need. What love is this, that you gave your
who has felt the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold, seated on his throne, come let us adore.
Matthew 1:23, speaking of Jesus, says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. That truly is what Christmas is all about. Jesus, God in the flesh, came to this earth so that we might understand what he is really like. But the baby in Bethlehem did not stay a baby. Jesus grew to manhood, modeled for us a life that pleased God, taught us the truth, paid for every sin that we commit by dying on the cross, and then proved that he was God by coming back to life and saving us. This is the good news of Christmas. When the Romans nailed Jesus to the cross, they stretched out his arms as wide as they could. And with his arms open wide, Jesus was physically demonstrating, "I love you this much. I would rather die than live without you." If you don't yet have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ tonight, we invite you to make that decision. Listen as the choir sings a final song, and then give your attention to Pastor Chapel as he comes in a moment. Make this Christmas the Christmas where you can experience Emmanuel personally.
Jesus, chosen Messiah.
Thank you so much, choir. What a tremendous blessing to know that an everlasting and ever living and an ever loving God would come down and give his life for our sin. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Tonight we have heard a wonderful celebration of Christ. And we have come together to celebrate what Jesus Christ has done for us. But I want you to think about those words in Matthew 1:21, when the Bible says, "For he shall save his people from their sins." You know, many people tonight do not really have reason to celebrate. I mean, they have parties, they buy gifts, they go through the motions, but there's no from the heart celebration about what Jesus Christ has done for them. And I want to speak to you for these final few moments about reasons to celebrate. Reasons that each and every one of us can celebrate what God has done for us. Because if you know that you're a sinner, and I sure know that about myself, and if you know that God sent forth his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sin, and you've accepted Christ as your Savior, then tonight you have something to celebrate and something to give thanks for at this Christmas season. You see, every year at Christmas, we all have a choice. And the choice goes something like this. We can focus on the temporal, or we can focus on the eternal. And for those who focus on the temporal, the celebration is very short-lived. I remember when I was 8 years old getting that very first walkie-talkie set. Man, it was awesome. I remember getting my brother around the back of the house, and we were talking with one another, Roger Dodger, over and out. It was great. And after a little while, the walkie-talkies didn't work anymore, and I didn't know a thing about batteries. I figured if you took the back off the walkie-talkie and just wiggled some stuff around, you might be able to get it to work right. And before you know it, I wiggled something and broke it off, and those walkie-talkies were done, fried. I mean, we hadn't used them a day, and Christmas was over. You know, if you place the emphasis on the temporal, the celebration is very short-lived. But if you put the emphasis on the eternal, the celebration really never has to stop. In fact, it never will stop. It goes on forever and ever and ever. The temporal is what the earth has to offer. Materialism, the temporal things that oftentimes bring discouragement and sometimes bring hate. But the eternal is represented by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You see, when we celebrate Jesus Christ, we're celebrating the eternal being of Christ, the eternal person of Christ, and the eternal life that only Jesus Christ can bring. And so I want to give you three eternal reasons to celebrate tonight. And I want you to think about these with me and rejoice with me tonight. First of all, you can celebrate because of your position in Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says he shall save his people from their sins. Romans 5:8 says it this way, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, God knew that we were sinners, and yet he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our sin. In fact, the Bible says, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now, let's connect the dots real quickly, as we saw just a moment ago on the video and through the song. When you really understand that Jesus Christ was conceived of the Holy Ghost and that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, when you recognize that he was fully God and fully man, that he lived a perfectly sinless life on this earth, and then he died upon the cross and shed his blood, when you stop to consider the bloodline of a man, your bloodline and mine comes from our earthly father. It comes ultimately from our Adamic nature, going all the way back to the first fallen man. But Jesus was not conceived of man's bloodline. Jesus Christ was conceived of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross, the blood that was shed was the perfectly sinless blood of God. And when he died upon the cross, he was the only one who ever lived, who has ever lived, who could offer forgiveness for our sin. And for those who trust in Christ as Savior, the Bible says that we are justified by his blood. That is to say, just as if I had never sinned, when I trust him as my Savior, I am justified. I have forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you have been forgiven, if you have a position of forgiveness, you have something to celebrate tonight. You have something to give thanks for tonight. No more guilt trips, no more nights without sleep, no more wondering if God loves you, no more wondering if heaven will be your home. You have a position in Christ, and what a blessing to know that God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can celebrate in that position tonight. But secondly, we can celebrate in our identification with Christ. In our identification with Christ. Now the Bible says in John 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Let me say that again. To those that receive him, but as many as received him, to them, to those that received him, gave he the power to become the sons of God. Now in this world today, there are many people who reject Jesus Christ. And we know that there are many today in the cults and many today in various religions who say, "God had no son. I do not believe in Jesus Christ." And there are some today who would just as soon kill the messenger of Christ than receive the message of Christ. But the Bible says to those who contemplate who Jesus is, to those who will consider his virgin birth, his perfect life, and his atonement upon the cross, to those who say yes to Jesus Christ, the Bible says, "But as many as receive him, to them," to those that believe, to those people, the Bible says, "they shall be called the sons of God." He gives them power to become the sons of God. And what a wonderful thing to celebrate. Not only that I have a position of forgiveness, but that I have the identification of being called a son or a daughter of God. And what a blessing to know that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died once and for all, and his love is everlasting. And you are a son or a daughter, not for a little while, not until you mess up, but for all of eternity, because we are saved by the grace of God. Remember some time ago reading a little bit about Christmas from the perspective of Charlie Brown and Lucy. They are great Bible theologians. I often read after them. And one day Lucy walked in and she said, "Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, and it's the season of peace on earth and goodwill toward men, and I suggest that we're nice to each other during the season and that we really work to get along." And Charlie Brown, his face lit up when she said that. And then he said to Lucy, "That's wonderful, Lucy. I'm so glad that you've said that. But tell me, Lucy, why do we have to love each other only during this season? Why can't we love each other all year long?" And Lucy said, "What are you, a fanatic or something?" You see, the best the world can offer is a good feeling for a while, or love for a while, or acceptance for a while. But God says, "But as many as receive his son, to them give he the power to become the sons of God." And that's not just for a while, that's forever. And when you know that you have been forgiven, you have a position in Jesus Christ. And when you know that you're a son of God, you have an identification in Jesus Christ. And it's no longer about your family or your dad who messed up or your mom who messed up or the bad situation that you had way back then. Now you're a part of the family of God. And now you can find your identification in the Lord Jesus Christ and his love for you. You can celebrate your wonderful position in Christ's forgiveness and your identification in Christ's family. And then thirdly, I want to share with you tonight that you can celebrate your destination. Not only do you have a position in Christ, not only do you have an identification in Christ, but you can celebrate your ultimate destination with Christ. Because listen to what the Bible says: "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now think about that. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now my friend, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if you died tonight, heaven would be your home? Do you know that? Because the Bible says you can know that. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." You know, this is my 30th Christmas in Lancaster. I have spent 30 years of my life asking people in this city if they know for sure that when they die, they'll have a home in heaven. Last night I was in another city and I gave a man a gospel tract and I said, "This will show you how you can know you're on your way to heaven." And he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Lancaster, California." He said, "I'm from Lancaster, California." I said, "I'm Pastor Chapel." He said, "Pastor Chapel." It was like he couldn't get away from me or something, you know. You say, why would you spend 30 years of your life asking that question? Because that's the most important question we will ever ask. Do you know that if you died, you would spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven? Do you know that? Now think about that. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if you haven't figured this out yet, we're all sinners. Everybody with me on that one? Wives, would you help your husband just a little bit? We're all sinners. Pastors are sinners. People, all of us are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God, the Bible says. The wages of our sin is death. We don't deserve heaven. The wages of our sin is death. And it's amazing to me how quickly people learn how to sin. Now, I have 8 beautiful grandchildren, nearly perfect grandchildren, but not quite, because you know what? All 8 of them are sinners. The other day, we were having some time at Thanksgiving and went down and we were visiting some friends, and my grandchildren were kind of running around in their garage, and they had a golf cart in their garage, and little Chandler, he's 2, he jumped on that cart. He loves anything with a steering wheel and wheels, and he just loves cars, and he was having a big time, and they had the key in that cart, and somehow that little guy put his foot on that gas, and all of a sudden that cart jumped up like that and scared all of us half to death. And his dad right back here, Peter, he grabbed him, and he was saying, "Chandler, no, 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 that's bad. Don't do that again. You're not supposed to be in here." He's telling him all this stuff, and Chandler was kind of listening to his dad, and then he said, "Now you tell Papa that you know that was bad, and you tell Papa, what do you say to Papa?" And he looked at me and he said, "Awesome." I mean, not only is Chandler a sinner, he has not even felt the conviction of his sin yet. You know, all of us come short of the glory of God. And sometimes we're so out of it that when we're supposed to say, "I'm sorry," we say, "Awesome." But when you really stop to ponder your condition, and when I stop to ponder my condition, I know that I fall short of God's perfection. And the wage of my sin, what I deserve, the word wage means what I deserve, is to be separated from God forever. That's why Christmas is so amazing. That's why it's so awesome that the Word, Jesus, the eternal Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ, the God-man, came down. He lived on this earth. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. He rose up again on the 3rd day for our resurrection. You talk about a celebration. Hey, this is way better than a bunch of alcohol on New Year's Eve. This is way better than the best material gift you could ever receive. The best thing that you could ever celebrate in life is that you have a position of forgiveness, and you have the identification of being the Son of God, and you ultimately have a destination called heaven where you will spend all of eternity. For Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse number 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." That's pretty great that God wants us to be with him. He's preparing a place. Let me tell you about that place. It's a gated community with streets of gold and gates of pearl. Hey, no graffiti. No low riders with loud music. No baggy shorts guys running around Walmart trying to rip you off. Heaven's a perfect place. You know why it's perfect? Because that's where Jesus is. Jesus says, "I'm going to go prepare a place so that you can come." So I want to ask you again, are you going there? Do you know in your heart that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that his blood has washed away your sins, and that you have a home in heaven? You see, why do we call the program tonight Celebrate Christmas? Because of the gifts? Because of the temporal things? No. Because of the gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. So listen to that verse one more time. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Baptist Church. Is that what it says? No. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when you come humbly to him and you say, "Lord, I am a sinner and I fall short, but I ask you to come into my heart and save me. The Bible says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, let me tell you something about gifts. A gift is something that's already been paid for. Sometimes people say, Pastor Chapel, it just sounds so simple. Because in our human logic, we want to make it really hard. Well, I'll go to heaven if I can cut down to one pack a day, and if I stop kicking the dog, and if I give more money, and if I do this and tell my wife I love her five times a day, and if I do all this for five straight years, maybe I'll be good enough to go to heaven. My friend, you will never be good enough to go to heaven. It's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus did. And that's why it says the gift of God. Now, I got to tell you something. On Black Friday, I didn't go to one single store, not one. But I got online. My wife's not here tonight. Hopefully, she's not watching on live stream. I went to Dillard's. My second time, 7 years ago, I went to the real Dillard's. Friday, I went to the online Dillard's. And I got my wife a gift. And then I waited. And a couple days later, it came to the house. And I have wrapped it. And it is under the tree. She doesn't even know it's there. And I have paid for it. It has been wrapped. And on Christmas morning, I'm going to give that to her. I'm going to say, honey, if you'll give me a back rub once a week for the next 52 weeks, you can have this gift. That would not be a gift. And that's what some people say. Well, if I join the church and if I do this and if I do this and if I do this, then I can have God's salvation. That's not a gift. When I give Terry that gift on Christmas morning, I'm going to say, honey, I want you to have this. I love you. I hope it'll be a blessing. And she's going to take it. She's going to open it. No strings attached. It's hers. Already paid for. And that's what God wants you to know. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He wants you to have that gift. He wants you to have a home in heaven with Him. And when you know that in your heart, you can celebrate Christmas because you understand that you have an identification, and that is forgiveness. And you have a position. You're in the family of God. And you have a destination called heaven. For all of eternity, a place, not a spirit world, not Star Wars. You have a place with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And if you're not sure that you have those things, you don't know that you're a child of God, you don't know that heaven is your home, then tonight, before we leave, I encourage you to receive the gift so that you can celebrate all that God has done for you.